Gemara Masechta B'chayrus Daf Chay Amid Beis teaches us Amar Rav Chanina. Shalti as Rav Elezer B'beis Mois for Rabba. I asked Rav Elezer in the Lodge Beis Medrash Ma Nishtanu Pitri Chamar and Pitri Susim Gemalim. As we learned so extensively in our Perek, the Torah teaches us that when one has a firstborn male animal by his donkey, he has to do the process of petach hamor. Either you have to exchange it for a sheep, tifta of a seven life, sifta of a rafta, you should decapitate it. Why is the only non-kosher animal that has this obligation a petach hamor, no other non-kosher animal? Amali, to which Rabbi Elazar responded, Gzeiris HaKosahi. The Torah made a Gzeiris HaKosef, and we don't ask questions. However, as the Mashah explains, typically, Gzeiris HaKosef means this is the rule that the Torah set forth, and we are not to question it. However, here he suggests that the Va'oid is actually explaining why did the Torah say that there's such a rule? Because to say that this is a rule and there is no question, for that we didn't need this whole dialogue. Says the Gemara, Shasiu Yisrael, Shasiu Yisrael B'shah Shitzios Mitzrayim. They were the animals that helped Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim. Shein Lecha Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yisrael. There was no individual in Klal Yisrael. Shloi Hoyu Imoi. Tishim Chamarim Lubim. They didn't carry with him 90 Lubim donkeys, which are, as Rashi explains, very strong donkeys. Tunim Mekaspa Shabbatraim to help Klal Yisrael carry out their tremendous amount of gold and silver that they were able to leave from Mitzrayim. As they left Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim, as they approach this Gemara, make a number of observations. One observation that I saw that the Mefarshim make is that we know that Klal Yisrael, when they came to building the Mishkan, so they were in the Midbar. They had just left Mitzrayim. And the question is, from where were they able to have the funds to build the Mishkan? The answer is, from what happened here. They had all the silver and gold that they left Mitzrayim with. That's how they were able to build a Mishkan. But as the Mefarshim go on to explain, there's a tremendous lesson to be learned in this Gemara, from this Gemara. The lesson to be learned from this Gemara is what it means to help someone else. Here, they helped the Jews as they were leaving Mitzrayim carry out the silver and gold. So what happened here is, they attained a level of Kedusha. For as our Gemara began, that all other non-kosher animals don't have such a halacha. This halacha only applies by the petach hamor. Why does it apply specifically by the petach hamor? Because the petach hamor attained a level of kedusha that no other animal attained because it helped someone else. So as the Mefarshim go on to explain, if an animal that helps someone, by helping someone, attains this high level of kedusha, how much more so is the case when one Jew helps another Jew, which is something that we're obligated to do, which we begin our lives with an opportunity to do, with an obligation to do chesed, with an obligation to help. When we have that, we certainly attain a level of kedusha when we do so. And as the Yaris Devash says, Ulchein Bebakosha, this is in Chelik Aleph Tur Zayin. Ulchein Bebakosha says the Yaris Devash, I ask of you, Nidbu Belev Shalom, when it comes to donate, donate with your whole heart. And he continues, Ach Nidva Slavavchen Lo Yeh Ben Moa Slavad, it shouldn't just be a monetary donation. What is a little money worth? So many Jews need help. Everybody should help, should take upon himself to do something good. By acting this way, Yinochem Hashem b'tshuva al harosh adib alasas la'amai. V'lo yoymer, a person shouldn't say, Ma'ili b'tzaras achenu. If somebody else is having problems, why is that my problem? Rather, says Tosfos, says the Yaris Vash, Yodati, shekol echad yekabel al atzmai. I know that everybody has to take upon himself. When he sees somebody else who needs help, somebody should take on to learn more. Somebody should accept upon himself to do more gemilas chesed. Somebody should accept upon himself to live less of a gashmistic life. Somebody else should accept upon himself to help people who are learning Torah, people who need help. And other such Kabbalas, Sayoga Vishmiris, Masois Rob, watching from doing the wrong thing, Ulasis Ulidav Achtoiv to try to just do the right thing, cannot be Israel. Zochen Chilkoin Hanoidin Beis Sora. We are Zoicha to be those who help others when they are at Sora. The Chaifsa Munus Yaakov Avinu, which was the way Yaakov Avinu lived. And that's what we learn from here. The donkeys helped someone else. And because they help somebody else, look at the schar, they're treated like a kosher animal. But there's another lesson to be learned from here. And the other lesson to learn from here is the lesson of Akaros HaTov. So as the Mashal really says, what we learn from here is that the donkeys, he says, got their schar, takes a very interesting approach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, as we say, in the Agoda, Dabrinah Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to speak to Klal Yisrael, to make sure that Klal Yisrael fulfills the obligation, Kav Yochel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took upon himself, that everybody will ask from the neighbors, Kli Kesef, Kli Zov, Smolos. So since these donkeys were the vehicle through which Klal Yisrael was able to fulfill the obligation, the mitzvah Hashem wanted, so we owe them a hakaras hatoiv. We owe them a thank you for what they did, for helping us do a mitzvah. And here too, the poskim go in to discuss that whoever helps somebody, we have to be makatoiv. Like the Pel Yoyitz says, by Mechemes Midyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'es HaMidyonim, Ach HaTiyosef Alamecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go to war with Midyan, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go himself. V'yidav Moshe Alam, the Pasuk says, Lamer, Hecholtzu Me'itchem Anoshim Letzova, V'yu Al-Midyan. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to find soldiers to go to war, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't go to war. And as the Medrash says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Nekoyim Nikmas, Ata Ba'atzmecha, I told you to do the Nekoma in Midbar. V'hu Meshalechas Acherim, and you're sending other people to do the Nekoma, says the Medrash, El Nation is Gadol Moshe Be'eretz Midyan, because Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, was raised in Eretz Midyan. Omar, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, It's inappropriate that I should be the one to lead a battle against those who did me such a taiva. And the Torah says, Loisasav Mitzri. We have an obligation not to hate the Mitzrim. Why? Kigera Yisabe Etzroi. So as he says, that think about it. Think about all the different tsaros that the Mitzrim caused Klal Yisrael. So they did, so we lived in their land. But if you look in the totality of the picture, it's a lot worse what they did for us than that we were in their land. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says we can't hate them because we lived in their land. And as the Gemara Masech, the Baba Kama says, Bosh is sisisim emenu mayim, a pit from which you drank water, al tizrak by Evan. Don't throw stones into it. So here too, point out the Paiskim, the Mefarshim. These animals helped us when we left Mitzrayim, obtain the gold and silver. So therefore, since they helped us carry out that gold and silver, we have an obligation to treat them differently. And as I saw from the Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteyman Zatzal in his Sefer Ayel HaShachar, we know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yechretz kelef l'shoinai, and that's why the Torah says, L'kelef taslich shichnoisem. We should throw the treifas to the dogs. Why do we throw the treifas to the dogs? Again, Hakaras HaTov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore anybody. And as I sort of Malvin points out, there's no concept of schar v'oynish by an animal. Schar v'oynish is possible by human beings. This is not a concept of schar v'oynish. It's rather a new concept. It's a concept that we have to show our Hakaras HaTov. And that's why the Torah gives us different mitzvahs. The mitzvah Petach Hamor, the mitzvah of throwing the treifas to the dog. All these examples are, I saw a medrash. The medrash says, when we just finished learning Masechta Chulin, in Masechta Chulin we learned Perek Kisui Adam. And we know that the chi of a Kisui Adam only applies by chayis and oifis, not by behemus. Why? So the cowboy says that when Rivka came to meet Yitzchak, she was riding on a camel, and when she saw Yitzchak, she fell off the camel. And at that point, her psulim broke. And in order there shouldn't be any question that that was what happened, Eliezer took Yitzchak to the spot where that happened, and the dam was preserved because there was a chayah that stood there to make sure that nobody, that no animal should touch that blood. Some in fact say that it was maybe even a lion. And therefore, Hakaras HaTov to the chayah, we cover its dam. And he goes on to explain, when Cain killed Hevel, his brother, the one that told Cain to bury him was an oif. And therefore, again, out of Hakaras HaTov to oifus, we do Kisa Adam on oif. Incredible. There's no schav oinish by chayis v'oifus. But there is a concept of Hakaras HaTov that has to become a very important part of our lives.